Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about a Social Media Today article I read that essentially took a quote from Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, and did an analysis of it. I just wanted to talk about like the topic and my point of view. So Adam Mosseri came out and said that follower count is not an important metric, or certainly not as important of a metric for an account of any kind as it was before. I love this. I've been talking about this forever. And while I do think most brands have gotten around follower count, like I would say it still is a pain point we deal with at least once a month. Like we want followers. How will we get followers? And you know, it's just an irrelevant metric, and it doesn't really mean much. It's not a proxy for how valuable your account and your community are. And so I really like that that Adam Mosseri came out and said it. Now, he said, you know, likes on your posts and views of your reels are a better metric. So I have to say, like, I agree with views, right? Like, views organically, certainly views and consumption with paid social. We're big believers that really things on Instagram and Facebook, all the Meta ecosystem, are paid. It's been that way for a while. And it's a great ads platform with really good targeting and audience metrics. Like, you can get your product in your packaging, your reason for being, where to find you type messaging in front of the right eyeballs for pretty inexpensive buys. Like, it doesn't cost that much to get that in front of people. And to me, the consumption, as long as it's in front of targeted eyeballs, is the KPI. I just want you seeing a lot of my label, hearing a lot about how to use my product, and remembering that we're sold at Wegmans next time you go to Wegmans. So to me, that's the metric, and that's really what matters. I think it's interesting that he's saying likes is a better metric, right? Like, if people are liking your post, that means it's valuable content, which is true. But I just think user behavior has changed. Like, a lot of people I know that still use Instagram, they jump on there, they go to stories first. A lot of times they do go, and maybe they go in the feed a little bit. Maybe they're looking at reels, whatever it might be. I just think the going ahead and liking on Instagram and Facebook is just not as popular anymore. I actually happen to think people do it a lot on TikTok. I think the value of it is very low. I think people just like stuff. I see my own teenage daughters, they just like videos. They don't even watch it. Like, before they even watched it, they like it. And I ask why, and they're like, I don't know, it's just like, just something I've always done and whatever it is. Which actually messes the algorithm up, because they're just like liking everything. So TikTok's like, oh, I guess they just like everything we're showing them. So they just keep doing it. They should be a little bit more discerning, but this is not about TikTok. This is about Instagram. I don't think that it's followers. I don't even think it's likes. I don't even think it's comments. I don't think people comment that much more on Instagram posts anymore. And that's okay. I think user behavior changes. Just like most people don't buy directly from CPG and beverage brands on their website anymore, certainly since the pandemic, user behavior has changed. People are going into stores, or they're buying on Instacart, or they're buying on digital platforms like retail media and doing maybe clicks to bricks. Like, they're buying and then getting it at the store in the parking lot, maybe not even going to the store. So you just have to always think about, where is user behavior? Think about it like a human, especially if you're in marketing or a founder, or like running a CPG or beverage brand. Like, what do I do? What do people around me do? What is like the norm? What are the cool kids doing now? And then act as if. And so I think what people are doing now on Instagram is they're not liking and they're not commenting, but people are still using it. You can see daily usage. You can see active monthly users. Like, people are still on the Instagram platform. Think about where they are, what message you want to get in front of them, and you will be more successful with that mentality. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.